Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio Player app.
The new year is always a busy time for Leaving Cert students, and for many, the focus now is on what's next as the CAO deadline draws ever nearer. With only 10 days left before the initial date for applications at a discounted rate, we're joined by guidance counsellor and education columnist Brian Mooney, who's here to share his advice and wisdom for students and parents. And we'll be getting through as many of your questions with Brian as possible. So you can still email drivetime@rte.ie or text 51551, as people have been doing right from the start of the programme when we mentioned this. Brian, you're welcome.
Thanks.
The upcoming deadline, the 20th of January, is a date to keep in mind. So people need to get their ducks in a row now, don't they?
Look, the 20th of January deadline is simply to get your CAO number. You don't need to have to know what course you want to do. You simply go on to CAO.ie, you apply, you give them your name, your address, your mobile telephone number, your email address, etc. You pay them €30. At this point in time, the concern is if you are interested in a restricted application course, you must list that by the 1st of February. In other words, if you're looking at something that has a portfolio requirement or a performance, musical or artistic or whatever, they all have to be in by the 1st of February. If you're applying for Here or Dare, disability or disadvantage, there's paperwork involved in that. You must tick the box by the 1st of February. You must fill in the online part by the 1st of March, and the paperwork for that, whether it's consultant reports in the case of disability or evidence of disadvantage in terms of family income, etc., 15th of March in paper down in Galway in the CAO offices. They're the deadlines. In relation to normal course choices, it really doesn't matter what you put down now, because the only deadline that matters is the 1st of July, which is the final date at which you can make any changes in your courses for 2023.
As long as you get something in now, which is... So we help as many people specifically as we can, right?
Okay.
So here are some of the listeners' questions. My son is doing his Leaving Cert and wants to do a carpentry apprenticeship. He has a firm who's willing to take him on, but does he still need to apply through the CAO? Please help, says Mary.
No, you do not need to go next to near the CAO for apprenticeships. That is done through Sullis. And the most important thing is, if an employer offers you an apprenticeship, you need to be careful and make sure that that employer has registered you with Sullis for that apprenticeship. Because until they do, your apprenticeship doesn't really start. So we've had examples in the past of where unscrupulous employers may have taken somebody on. They say you're an apprentice, but unless you're registered with Sullis, you aren't an apprentice.
Doesn't work, okay. So that's quite clear. Next one. What is the advice at this point for a student who doesn't know what he wants to do? Should students choose a college that they'd like to go to and look at courses there? Or should their choice of college really be driven by what courses they might have an interest in?
I would say it's obviously courses, but as I said to you previously, Cormac, it really doesn't matter what you put down now. This is the choice for the 1st of February is about the difference between a date and a marriage proposal. February the 1st is exploratory. The 1st of July is fixed for this year. It doesn't change.
Okay. A listener says, would you have any insights, Brian, on whether the brutal random selection practice will continue for entry to High Point courses at third level?
Random selection is a mathematical formula that's applied to a group of students who every student gets these numbers attached to them, which are utterly irrelevant, except in the case if there's four places left on a course, there's 10 people on the next point on the scale, the four highest numbers allocated, mathematically random numbers, get the four places. It's a way of deciding when you have less places available than there are numbers of people on the next point down. It's simply a way of, it's a lotto. It's the lottery, but it's fairer than, how else do you pick them?
Yeah, okay. A frazzled mother emails to text, my daughter has autism.
Yes.
On the DARE application form, does she have to fill in the yes box on the DARE section, even if she hasn't a clue what course to choose? And there's a second question as well. So deal with that one first.
First of all, you have to identify, yes, that you're DARE. In the DARE application, you have to identify and obviously give consultants' reports back up to say that you actually have autism, yes.
The second question she has is, in order to do a PLC, is this applied for on the CAO form?
No, absolutely not. PLC courses are applied for directly to the PLC college involved. But once you get your PLC, you then reapply to the CAO the following year, giving your Leaving Cert number so they can get the points from your Leaving Cert, your college registration details from the PLC college, and in the first week of August every single year, up to 6,000 places are offered to people who did PLCs based on their PLC result, ignoring their Leaving Cert result. So every single year, we have people getting into Bess and Trinity, Law and UCD, Commerce and UCD, with hundreds of points less than they actually require based on their PLC award in pre-law or pre-business or pre-science or whatever.
And you mentioned that before, and that's a really interesting insight as well that you've given previously. This fantastic mother, I should say, at asking questions anyway, has two supplementaries. If she does a PLC this year, she says, can she A, defer her college course, and B, change her mind about courses next year?
If you do a PLC next year, you then apply to the CAO in that year you're doing the PLC. You have complete freedom to apply for any course you want. And if you get an offer, you can then defer that offer if you received it by simply writing it to the college and asking to defer it for a year.
Okay, let's get as many in as we can before we finish. Where is it gone? If my child wants to do medicine, do they need to do their HPAT this year, even if the plan is to take a year out?
No, because you can only use the HPAT in the year that you're actually applying. So it's a wasted exercise unless you're prepared to pay for it as simply a practice run.
Okay, do you have advice on what order to put the preferences on the CAO form? Is it better to put the higher points courses first?
Put down the ones you actually want in the order that you actually want them, Cormac, because every year in August we have people coming saying, I've got an offer but I want a lower down choice. Doesn't work. Put them down in the order. But always, Cormac, make sure to put down the ones that you feel that you're within your reach, but always have a few bankers towards the end in case it doesn't work out.
So
exactly
what you want first, and I can hear the frustration in your voice.
No, what you want first, but always have a banker at the end, because okay, you don't want to end up, as I do, speaking to students every year who list no course under 500 points, get 495 and have nothing.
Okay, actually that's really good as well, because people sometimes do think I can get a 500.
Exactly.
My son does not know what he wants to do, but we're trying to encourage him to apply for a broad arts course. Then he has until July to make up his mind. Is this a good idea? Does he need to do this ASAP?
He doesn't need to do anything ASAP. What he needs to do is explore, maybe do an interest inventory on the Careers Portal website. There's a really good one. Then out on the basis of that, go to Qualifax, look at the courses that gets thrown up. And then over the next couple of months, maybe during midterm break or over Easter, go to the colleges that you seem to be interested in. Go ahead, do your Leaving Cert. And the day you finish in around the 20th of June, step back, spend the next 10 days really reflecting about what it is would get you out of bed on a day like today, with the weather like today, to go to lectures. And after that, go away with your mates for the summer. But until that's all done, defer any holidays, because the last thing you want is to be jumping from the Leaving Cert onto a plane and not having the opportunity to really ask yourself the question, what is it I would genuinely get out of bed, go to lectures on a dirty day like today, and do that for 4 years, because that's ultimately what you should be studying in college.
Superb advice as always. Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor and education columnist, thank you very much indeed. And we will podcast this. We will podcast this so you have Brian's sage advice at your fingertips there in the RTÉ Drive Time website.